And I knew the Holy Spirit had brought this to my mind, but this has just been a part of my life for a long, long time. I mean, for years, it's been a part of my life to get a chapter in my heart. I put the chapter in, and the chapter just comes, and it delivers me in times where I need that freedom or I need that encouragement or that help. And so I told you about 4 or 5 weeks ago on a Sunday morning, I said, look, I want to put some chapters into you. Now, I don't know if I can do that. Now, the Holy Spirit would have to only, he would have to do that. And I'll tell you why. Because when I ask you all about that, when I ask you about Hebrews 4, just a handful of you got that, and the rest of you, you didn't, you forgot or you didn't get it. Now, that could be my fault because you haven't, you know, you don't see it. And we remember very little, we retain very little of what we hear, okay? So I know you didn't have anything to see. So that's why I ran it back over again on another Wednesday night, and then we had a few more that remembered. And so tonight I'm going to do it again now until we get these things in our hearts. Is that all right? That's why I want you to write it down, okay? So you write down Hebrews chapter 4. Write down Hebrews chapter 4, and by now some of you could probably remember. So let me see a show of hands of you that can remember the three things that the Holy Spirit... Now, this is what he pulled out from me. He may pull out something else for you, but I'm telling you, this just comes back to help me over and over. How many remember Hebrews 4 and the three things we have? Okay, that's what I'm saying. Not very many. Okay, so maybe if you write them down now, we'll look at it. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 4, the part I want you to get... And there's three things over and over in these chapters. There's much more, much, much more. But I just want to point out three. Number one, remember Hebrews 4:9. Right, Hebrews 4:9. And just somewhere below that, put rest. Okay, Hebrews 4:9. And then below that, put number one, rest. Because in Hebrews 4:9, he says, there remaineth, Old King James, there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Okay, so there's been so many times that I call on that. And I called on that the other night while these women were here. I told you I get all worked up and anxious. And so I said, Lord, I need my rest. You said it's available to me, so it's mine. So I got the rest, and it came on me, and I felt it when it came. You just get comforted. You just calm down. You just calm down. And that can be even with your body. It's very, very tired. It could be your body or it could be your mind that's tired or your emotions. He didn't even tell us what kind. He just said, hey, I put a rest up here for you, but you can have it. There remains, okay? That means it's still there for you. There remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Number one, you get rest. Number two, remember in Hebrews 4:12, maybe you can put that 4:12 out to the little margin there. Hebrews 4:12 was the scripture you've all got in your heart. The word of God, put the word. Just put the word. You've got number one, rest. Number two, just put the word. That's where it says, Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharp. Man, it is, the word of God is living. The Old King James says it's alive and powerful and sharper, not sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So go, so get the word. That's what I want you to have is number two, the word. Okay, so we have not only that available to us, not only do we have the word available to us, but if you've read any of it, if you have, let's say you have Psalms 23 in your heart. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, let's say you have John 3:16. Okay, for God so loved the world. If you have that in your heart, you have the word in your heart. Okay, so number two, you have the word. In parentheses, beside the word, would you please just write right there, food and drink? Or you could put nourishment, food and drink. The word is food for our souls. It nourishes our souls. Our souls is what gives us our issues, our problems. Our soul is our emotions, our worries, our stress, our stuff. But we have this word. See, it said it cuts into the intense. Where did you leave it up? Even, look, even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow. So it goes even into your thoughts, your thoughts. So we have the word. Man, we got rest. And we have a word. And then it just gets even better. It just keeps on. And this is all in Hebrews chapter 4. And then you go into verse 16. Write that down. Verse 16. And then you get the help. All right. Put that up. 4:16, Sister Gabby. Look at 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to do what? Help. In time of need. And that means any kind of need. He didn't say, well, just in case you need money, or in case you need healing, or in case you need forgiveness, or in case you need deliverance. He just said, it gives you help in time of need. Any kind of need. Any kind of rest. Any kind of food and drink. The word. Okay, so at the very top of your page, I want you to write, enter in. All right, just write, enter in. Somewhere on your page, I wrote this at the top of mine, three things that belong to us. So I'm going to be bringing you three things out of these chapters. So I want you to put a big old circle or a heart around Hebrews 4. Okay, get Hebrews 4. So what do we have in Hebrews 4? Number one, what? Say it. What? Number two? And number three? Help. Okay, anytime you need help with your money, on your job, you don't know what to do. It could be in your marriage. It could be the kids at school. It could be anything. But he says, look, you have this available to you. It belongs to you. These scriptures are absolutely full and overflowing. But I just wanted you to get to the simplicity of one word because we can remember that. Okay, so we're going to leave Hebrews 4 right there. Now, I want you to go on down and put number 2 or A. I don't know if you started with A, Hebrews 4, number 1, Hebrews 4. But let's go down to another scripture I gave you a couple of weeks ago. And write down Revelation 3:18. And I'm going to give you those three things over again. Because you only heard that one time. I don't know if I rehearsed that a couple of Wednesday nights ago. I may have. Again, I understand it, you guys. You can't get this. And I've done this over and over and over and over. See, these things, I call on them over and over in my life. So they're in me. So I realize that a person just cannot put a chapter. You'll probably get your own chapter. You'll probably get your own stuff. But let me give you the three things again that are in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I am so glad you guys are here tonight. For everyone that's here tonight, You need to be here. All right. I'm going to read this out of my Bible, Revelation. If you have your Bible, you probably ought to just, I know we're reading off the. PowerPoint above us, but if you have it, look at Revelation 3. Ooh, I love the way Jesus talks. This is him talking and instructing us. And he gives us three more things right here that are available to us. Did you write Revelation 3:18? All right, look what he says himself. This is in red, verse 18. I counsel you. Okay, you're not going to some counselor to get this counseling. He says, just let me counsel you. I counsel you to buy from me. See, on TV, you got all these commercials right now. Buy gold, buy silver. Go to Macy's. Go to the 99-cent store. Go to wherever you want to go, go to Walmart, go to Target. No, he says, I need you to buy from me. I'm just counseling you. He didn't say, I need you to. He said, I'm counseling you to buy from me. And look what he tells us to buy from him. That he says, you can't get this anywhere else. Write down number one, he says, buy gold. Yeah, just write gold. The first of those three awesome things. I counsel you, buy from me gold. Gold. Why? Why did he say, buy your gold from me? He said, so that you can be rich. People say, that doesn't mean financially rich. Let me tell you, that means any kind of rich, Brother Dwayne Powell. It just means any kind of rich. Sometimes we need to be rich in our mind. Sometimes we need to be rich in our emotions and rich in our finances. And we just need some wealth in certain areas, or you're struggling with something. You don't know what to do about it. He says, well, you just need to come over here and get some gold so you can be rich in your thought life and rich wherever you need to be rich, in parenting or mothering or whatever, you're in a marriage. Just buy gold from me. Oh, look. But then he tells you a little bit about it. He said, but I just want you to have that one word down there, gold, 318, gold. But he said, I want you to do that. I'm offering that to you so you can, it's refined in the fire. So how did we buy this gold? See, we've already been shopping with him. We've already been shopping with him. Linda, you shopped and you got some gold refined in the fire. And gold that's been in the fire, it's soft. It's pliable. He says, I can work with you. So he says, it's been refined in the fire. We've all been through something. The other day, today we were talking about it with somebody. Everybody seems to be going through something right now. And he said, but if you need to shop with me, okay? So let's go. We're going to go shopping tonight in a few minutes at the prayer. But he said, buy that you might be rich. Number two, get yourself some, write down new clothes. Oh, Lord knows we need those. Write down new clothes. Now, he said white garments. I need you to get some white garments. That, why? So that you can be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness doesn't be revealed. You know, I think Jesus knew that his sweet people, even after we got saved, we would still be maybe ashamed of ourselves. You'd have some guilt. You would have some shame. So he said, look, with all that said, just come and buy my white clothes. Okay, my clothes, and you only get those by giving your heart to Jesus. They have no spots on them. There's no shame. There's no guilt. I don't care where you were, what you did, who you did it with. Doesn't matter. Just buy my white clothes. And what is that's righteousness? So you can put in parentheses besides your clothes, you can put beside that righteousness. Because now he said, no, you're not unholy, you're righteous. So right down beside that righteousness, that's the white clothes he's talking about. And he said, that just takes care of all the nakedness, all the stuff you're ashamed of and embarrassed of. And if you'll just realize you're righteous in him and you shop with him, you go to his store to shop, that means heaven, all the rest begins to fall into place. All right, so you bought what from him? What did you buy first? Gold. And number two, clothes. And number three, look at this, eye salve. Get your eye salve. Anoint, he said, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Now, we can't anoint our own eyes with eye salve, but that's why we go to him, because he said, I have eye salve laid up for you. Now, we're not talking about, Sarah mentioned the other day when Adriana's baby came, that how they put the little eye salve on the baby's eyes. We're not talking about a natural eye salve like people have to put in your eyes. He said, I'm talking about, as Chris sings, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. We're talking about the eyes of our heart, our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes. And he said, so I will anoint them, and then you will be able to see things that you couldn't see before. Sometimes you'll hear the Christians say, oh, I get it. I just got it just now. I just understood that. How'd you do that? He gave you the eye salve. He put it in your heart. So the three things that I want to shine out of Revelation 3:18 is the gold and the white garments, or the clean clothes, the righteousness. And then here, the eye salve. Oh, my goodness, church, don't we need eye salve today? how we need discernment. I mean, you can be rubbing shoulders with people and not even know. And the Bible says in the end time, the wheat and the tares will grow up together. And they will be right beside you. And it could be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And if we know anything today, we must have discernment of spirits to know which spirit it is of. Okay, so I'm going to leave that there. Have you got that? Now, keep going over these, you guys. I'm telling you, if you will, you'll get these. Now, we've got how many chapters in our spirits? What? The first one is what? Hebrews 4, and the second is Revelation 3:18. Okay, can I add another one to you tonight? Okay, this is a real, real must. Now, if we have this one, maybe we should have started with it, but I really felt like we needed that rest. We needed that rest. We needed help. We need the word above all things. Okay, so let's go to 1 Corinthians. Put down 1 Corinthians 2:1. 1 Corinthians 2:1. Okay, this is right after Paul and them were founding the church. They didn't have the word of the Lord yet, but they're writing some things down. And so the first thing I want you to put down under 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and so you want to try to get not only Hebrews 4, Hebrews, Revelation 3, but 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in your heart. And number one, I want you to write down wisdom. Okay, this promises us that we have wisdom not only available to us, but it's been given to us. Even little children can speak with wisdom. Even the eldest of mom and dad can speak with wisdom. It doesn't matter who you are. If you've given your heart to Jesus, he said, here's the wisdom. All right, will you read verse 6 with me? Verse 6. And this is all what we're going to get. We'll start here with wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. However, Paul says, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Look at this. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, because they don't have a clue. He said, those people that's up there on that debate stage tonight, unless they know Jesus, they're just totally ignorant. They have worldly wisdom, but they don't know about his wisdom. He said, I'm not talking about the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, because they are coming to nothing. Look at that. They're coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God. Look at this. Ordained before the ages for what? For our glory. Because when the glory of God in this late hour of time, in this era, in this age, and the glory begins to penetrate the darkness and it runs, he said it will be because of the wisdom that God ordained before time ever began. Okay, so look at verse 9. He said, if the rulers of the earth had had this kind of wisdom, they would never kill Jesus. All right, we'll just skip over that. But that's what it said. They would have never crucified our Lord of glory. Verse 9. But it is written, eyes not seen nor ear heard entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for who? Only us, you guys. He said, they don't even know, but it's been laid up for you and me. It's ours. They don't get it. But we gave our hearts to Jesus. We have wisdom. You say, I don't feel like I have any. Well, then get over here and buy it from Jesus. It doesn't cost us anything. It just costs going to him and believing it. Oh, I could just read the whole thing, but look at verse 12. Now we have received not, okay, we will change the subject right here. Write down Holy Spirit. Number two, write down the Holy Spirit. So wisdom belongs to you. Wisdom is knowing the right thing at the right time. We don't always do that. But as you spend more time in prayer asking God for the three things out of each one of these, you'll see this increase of wisdom coming. Verse 12, okay? Write down Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, whichever you want. We're still in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Remember, he said, you have not received the wisdom of the world. But now he's saying, but you have not even received the spirit of the world. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who, it's a person, he is a person who is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us. You know, we've got so many things given to us, and we don't even know what they are. But he said, that's why I sent you the Holy Spirit. That's why I gave you wisdom, so he can teach you. You've got this, you've got this. And I'm so thankful that he gave me this teaching. And I'm going to put it in a book. I'm telling you, I'm going to put it in a book. Because I mentioned it to Karen Wheaton, what we were doing. But I didn't give them all to her, because I've laid out things before, and people go, write a book on it. I'm like, no. I'm just giving you the first part. So much as I loved her, and I'm telling you, I've never met another woman like Karen Wheaton, just a most amazing woman of God, both of them. All right, so he said, no, we didn't receive the spirit of the world, neither of you folks, but the spirit that's from God, so we can know everything that's been given to us. How many wants to know everything you got? Okay, I don't want to go to heaven and then get up there and see this big old warehouse. And I said, what's that? And he said, that's everything that belonged to you. No, we got to get that now. I just want everything that he has for me. And he said, if you get my Holy Spirit, you've got him. Oh, God, fill us up. He said, then you'll know everything that's been given to you. Verse 13, these things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So he said, no, this isn't man's wisdom. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. He can't know them because they're spiritually discerned. Now, if somebody comes to church with you and they're not churched and they don't know anything about it, they're like, I don't get it. Well, don't be embarrassed. They can't get it. They cannot get it because they don't know him. And he said it'll be ignorance or foolishness to them. Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, and yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Oh, here's a third thing. Number one, wisdom. Number two was what? Number three, look at this, you guys. For he who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. Now, he's talking, if you read scriptures before that, you would see he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And the scriptures just above. He says, who knows the spirit of a man? Who knows the mind of a man except his own spirit? And then he says, and who knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God? All right, now let's read verse 16. But who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? The Holy Spirit. But, somebody say, but, we have what? We have what? Are you kidding me? We have his mind. We can think like him. Our thought life shouldn't be like anyone else. But we forget so quickly. We have his wisdom. We have his spirit. And we have his mind. Oh my goodness. Sometimes we just have to say, Lord, I need your mind. How do I think about this? I don't even know how to think about it. I don't know how to consider this. I don't even know what to do about it. Well, go get with Jesus and just purchase it from him. Let's just go shopping with heaven tonight. Okay, as Karen Wheaton says, when I saw, you know, that we have the mind of Christ, Karen, you'd hear her say, what in the world? And that's what I want to see. When it says we have the mind of Christ, Kayleen, you're like, what in the world? Are you kidding me? Why would you even want to put your mind in a person like with people like us, humans? He said, because I love you and you're mine. Okay, he's given us what? Let's start at the top. Let's go back up to Hebrews. He's given us what? See, we can do that with this mind. I've given you rest and what else? the word. And what else? The third thing? Help. Help. Get your help, saints. Let's not live down here when we need to be living up here. Secondly, let's go to Revelation 3:8. Let's go shopping with him tonight. Now, what did he say? You have what? Number one, gold. Clothes, yes, white garments. I said that's his anointing on our spirit eye. You can put it in a little parenthesis there, anointing. All right, I know you just learned this, okay, or you knew it all, but we just never sometimes put the three together. But let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 now. What was the first thing God said he gave it? You wrote it down. What does it say? Wisdom. Number two? And number three? The mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit, a person. Years ago in the 80s, we learned so much about the Holy Spirit. And his name actually means comforter. It means one called alongside to help. And one minister described it like this. One called alongside to help. You know how when you go to a wedding and the usher will come to you and he'll say, are you sitting on the bride's side or the groom's side? And then he puts his arm out and you take his arm. He is one called alongside you to help to seat us on the right side. And the Holy Spirit has come to seat us on the right side. Amen. So keep these in your heart. Put them in your heart. Tell the Holy Spirit you want him to help you put those in your heart. Because the only way you can do this is keep going over them again and again and again. And then in 2 months, keep that sheet next to you somewhere so you can keep it, because that's the only way we get it in. Y'all want to go shopping with me for a few minutes right now? Okay, let's go. Pull those lights back down. We got 10 minutes. And we're going to go to the Lord and we're going to go shopping. And if you need gold, well, we need all of it. We need all of it. You can read it off your notes. I don't care, but let's just practice right now. Put these in our heart. You want to come along, get away from everybody else and pray, or whatever you want to do. Thank you all for doing that. Listen, there, in that ISAV, I was praying for my brother the other day at their house. And while I was praying, that salve came to me. And my mother used to always buy this salve. It was black. And it seemed to always heal us. It was something like carbolated salve. And it would almost heal any cut or anything that we had. But I thought of that. I thought of the healing salve, the eye salve. And I prayed over my brother. I'm like, Lord, bring us that healing salve from heaven. Give us that salve that only comes from you. And that's what I was receiving, that healing salve on my knee. And you receive the healing salve. And keep that little yellow pad in your bag or somewhere in your car so you can bring it back next Wednesday. And let's gather these, because next Wednesday I've got a special one for you. It's simple, but it's going to be a blessing. It's been mine for years, but it's brought great peace to me. So, Father, I thank you for your precious word tonight. It's been good to come with you and shop, Lord. It doesn't take us long, but I appreciate, Lord, what you're doing in this house. I know there's something greater. We know it's coming soon. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So may the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, turn his beautiful countenance toward you, and give you peace upon you and your home and your mind, your marriage, everything that you have, your finances, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. See you Sunday. Don't forget to invite people to come to church with you. I love you guys. We'll see you Sunday.